Innes Willocks is the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group. He's on the line now. Innes, good morning.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Well, a little confused in the sense that I can see exactly where the unions are coming from, but on the other hand, I can see exactly where the employers are coming from as well. So what's the answer here?
This is it's an emotive issue, and there's obviously going to be a whole range of different perspectives. So, look, from an employer point of view, just Dale, your caller, perhaps summed it up. We have concerns around penalty rates because it's the cost to employment. So we have a public holiday coming up here in Victoria before the grand final. Separate but somewhat related issue, we estimate that'll cost the state north of $1 billion. Because a lot in lost production, but a lot of that is also businesses that have to operate 24/7 are going to have to pay extra rates on that day. And the same principle applies on a Sunday. We're dealing with businesses in fast food, for instance, who operate 7 days a week. They're 24/7 businesses, and they're.
Innes is back from the Australian Industry Group. Sorry, Innes, we lost you there on the line.
Just dropped out. I was just doing well, too.
Mate. You were doing some of your finest work.
That's all right. Look, this is an emotive issue, Tony. There's no doubt about it. But you've got to look at businesses that operate 24/7. They're being asked to pay their staff who are working on a Sunday double time to work on that one day. And a lot of businesses just quite frankly can't afford that. We have a choice here. We either pay fewer people more to work on a Sunday, or we can pay more people a little bit less to work on the Sunday.
So what's the answer? Which one is it?
Well, what the Productivity Commission is recommending is that we go back to, don't strip away all penalty rates, as Jess, I think, was saying, but go back to a Saturday rate, and that covers Saturdays and Sundays. What you've got are odd situations now where people who are working on contract are being paid less on a Sunday than people who are coming in to do that one day a week and doing lesser jobs. So you hear it a lot from hotels and the like where the chefs are now being paid way less on a Sunday than the dishwashers. And that just doesn't make sense. So it's an economic argument, it's a productivity argument, it's a cost to the state and the community argument of not having those businesses open on a Sunday, and that's what you've got to weigh up.
But see, I think all the arguments in this one are valid, and I don't see why someone who's a waiter or a waitress working on a Sunday should suddenly get a tap on the shoulder and say, oh, by the way, you're not getting double time anymore. Well, essentially, you take a massive haircut.
Well, double time came up when it was unusual to work on a Sunday, and the way society has evolved, we all shop 24 hours a day now on the internet and the like. That 24/7 operating environment is now with us, and Sundays are not hugely different to any other day. There should still be a reward for working on weekends. Employers accept that on the whole. And that would be a Saturday rate. But the Sunday is the step up from that, and that's very hard to justify in current economic circumstances. A lot of these businesses we're talking about, they're different from state government-funded jobs like paramedics and ambulance workers and firemen and firewomen. This is dealing with small businesses, usually family-run businesses, which really don't have the capacity, but for competitive reasons and the demand of the community, want them to be open on Sunday. So, we sort of had the situation where not a lot of these cafes would be open, say, in the 70s and 80s, but now with different trading hours, there's an expectation in the community that they are.